Hey, fellow entrepreneurs, welcome to the Buckets and Boongate Studio with Kim White, Jill Olish, and many other brilliant entrepreneurs. Determined to solve world problems for entrepreneurs, this community is changing how we look at the big things we do on our business adventure and sharing from their own lives ways to protect our time, money, and bandwidth. This show is designed for you, the entrepreneur, to hear behind-the-scenes stories of real business people across the globe and learn what is possible for you. Keep listening to join today's juicy conversation with Kim and Jill.
Welcome to the Buckets and Boongate Studio. I am your host, Kim White, and I am joined by the lovely Jill Olish, founder of Mama Outspoken. Jill, this ought to be a great episode, I'm just going to say.
Of course it is. I think all of our episodes are great. Excited about today's episode. We are coming in hot from the last one.
I love it.
So if you had the chance to listen to episode 101 of Buckets and Boongates, we left off with talking about chances, possibilities, and crossroads. And we happen to mention that one of the ways that we kind of approach our crossroads in making decisions is by checking back at our vision boards to see if where we're at in this crossroads still aligns with what our vision was on our vision board, what it is that we want out of business life, all the pieces of us as humans. And that's where we're heading today, talking a little bit more about vision boards and how we're using them to make those decisions, the power behind it, why we even do it. A lot more confessions, as usual.
Well, let's start off, Jill, because I think it's very important for someone to understand the vision board part. The vision board is something you put what you want on. It is not something that you put steps of how to get somewhere or any of that kind of stuff. It's actually what you want out of life. What do you want out of life? What do you want out of your business? And I am just going to make the quick confession of, I am so thankful we do it digitally when we all get together to do this, because my house was always full of glitter and glue sticks and, you know, magazines cut up everywhere, all of that. That's the kind of vision board we're talking about. But we just have found such a better way with the digital world.
Doing it digitally has changed the game for me. That's for sure. But I have a confession for vision board stuff today that I'd love to share. I had no idea a vision board worked when I first was thrown into doing one. And I'm going to say, yes, Kim White is the one that threw me into it. So, Kim, you've been doing vision boards for more life than me, I've been alive for. So,
exactly right, Jo.
You have had the time to really hone in on how to use them to really get what you want. And you introduced me to it early on the team. And I was just like, I've tried this in the past and never really worked for me because I was, you know, a teenager and I didn't really understand it then. I didn't understand it 4 years ago, the first time I did it. So when I was given the template, because I filled in a template, I didn't even fill it out the whole way. I left pieces like duplicated. It was like a whole bunch of text on there. And I was just like, we'll get back to this eventually. Never did. Put it on my computer as my background and never saw it again. Because, I mean, I'm the type of person, I have a billion tabs open, but I also have just Windows up all the time and I never see my computer home screen, like dashboard, whatever, the backdrop thing, whatever it's called. So I never saw it. And that's one of the key things about it is to see it. Like, hello? So I didn't do anything with it for one whole year. When I came back a year later, I was like, I don't think any of this stuff ever happened. And as I'm trying to update it and I'm looking at it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I actually did get clarity, because clarity was my word of the year. I'm like, yeah, I got really clear on things. oh, I do get to go do this thing. Oh, I did this thing. Well, that didn't happen because that changed over here and I don't want to do that anymore. And I realized that even without really putting the effort into it that first time, because I did it and I got my brain going a little bit on what I wanted, it kind of did the work with me subconsciously. Just it worked, and I didn't realize it until I did it again. Now, doing it quarterly, I may not exactly see big moves, but I'm seeing how I'm getting deeper into what I want. So I may not have accomplished something, but I got through the first step of that, and I can see more clearly how that is going to be achieved in my lifetime and not just a whimsical dream that I might have. And understanding then, like for me, I'm a sciencey person. So understanding the science behind it and what our brains actually do because we've done it, I was able to put more intention behind my actions of building my vision board each quarter. So yeah. It was pretty powerful to not see anything happen for a whole year and then realize that it all happened. Just, I didn't know.
So let's share really quickly, Jill, about, you know, the timeline that you're talking about. We would do vision boards individually, and yes, then we came together and did them collectively because it's more fun to do things when you're doing them with someone. And to find a certain picture, you're trying to find something, and you have someone to say, hey, you got any ideas for how I can put something that means this on my vision board? That's a whole lot more fun.
Oh yeah.
And then it turned into not just the team doing it, but like having the community be able to come in mm-hmm. and do it with us. And then we got so excited, we now let everyone come to it who wants to build their vision boards. And you are the hostess with the mostest, yes, because you're the one that hosts the vision board party for our community and for, I'm going to just say the world, Jill, the world.
I have stepped out of that little virtual box.
Which was part of the, probably my vision board. Jill will step out of the box. No. But I think it's important that everybody understands you don't have to be with anybody to do a mm-hmm. vision board. You can do it all by yourself. You can still do it old school with magazines and newspaper yeah. clippings and that stuff. But it's so much nicer not to have a mess to clean up. We use a tool that's a free tool for everybody. They can use it. And you can have it printed. I think that's another wow. part too. I have mine printed and, you know, physically I can touch it. I can see it. And I think that that is part of the power of it, Jill.
100%.
Being able to see it more often than once in a whole year.
Yeah.
I think my brain is more attuned to it. But I want to go back for a second to what we were talking about in the last episode with Crossroads. As business owners and entrepreneurs, we make a lot of decisions every day. Mm-hmm. And there are times we come to decisions that are really difficult. And that's what we were talking about in that episode. It was a difficult decision we were making. But having the ability to pull out what you want out of your life, what you want out of your business, and pull up your vision board when you're making those decisions causes you to think outside the box. I'm going to use your little, you're in the box.
Yeah.
Outside the box, because your brain is working really hard on the possibilities of if you do this differently. Mm-hmm. It's trying to give you the ability to get the things that's in front of it on your vision board. Such a powerful, like it's just so powerful. That's why I think anyone who has a business, well, anyone who's breathing should have a vision board for this reason. It makes decisions easier.
Yeah, we may even be able to recognize more chances we have to accomplish things that are leading us towards or beyond those crossroads. And by you saying you print them out, it took me a few people telling me that they print them out before I started printing it out. But I myself then started to see the difference in just being able to glance over and see and be reminded of what my end goal is. Why am I even doing this? Why am I continuing every day to sit here and try to build a business, do the hard things, make the hard decisions? And you just see right there, well, right, because that's the life that I want to live, and this is going to get me there.
Such a great example. Such a great example.
Yeah. And I think it's a way to collect some of the evidence, because we were even talking about that in the last episode too, that sometimes we need to look back at the evidence of things working to be able to make a decision in a crossroad. And if you keep the different versions of your vision board and look back to see how your vision has shifted, whether it be that some things that weren't going to serve you any longer have fallen off, or you got clearer and deeper into the things that you wanted, or you've even just accomplished some things, and you can recognize that by looking at all versions of your vision boards. It gets exciting when you start hearing other people say that they had to take things off their vision board because they accomplished it and need to find something new. So I think that's evidence for us as well when we're first starting out, that, you know, hey, it's going to just work for, you know, Jill and Kim because they said so on the podcast. But when you show up to the vision board party, you're like, oh crap, it's working for them too. So yeah, maybe this is real deal here.
I think it sounds like it wouldn't be anything more than, you know, just a picture on a paper.
Yeah.
But the truth is you do activate the science. I love that you're a science girl, Jill. Like, I love that part. But it does activate things inside of us that we stop working against ourselves when we're making decisions. Because, and I'll give an example of something that, if you want something and you don't ever make it clear that that's what you want, you can waffle back and forth whether you want something or not, or whether this is the right move to make if you're making a decision at a crossroads. Well, I don't know. I don't know about this. Well, I'm not sure on this side. Back and forth, back and forth. Well, I can tell you, go ahead and put in your head, you're standing at a path that goes two different ways. If you don't pick one or the other, you're not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, you're stuck there. So you have to pick, you know, or you can blaze a trail down the middle. We like, we get that too. But I feel like that's a very good example of stop fighting yourself.
Mm.
If you really want that, you're going to figure out how to get it. If it's something that just sounds good and you don't really want it, take it off the vision board. Take it out of your mind and quit playing with it. Because if it's not something you want, you're not willing to move toward it. Don't do that to yourself. Don't spend the time harming your decisions, is what I'm going to call it, because you're not making up your mind about something. I've taken things off my vision board based on, I thought I wanted something, and I just did this in the last year.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted something because I needed to be somewhere across the country. And I really felt like I couldn't, if I didn't get this thing, I don't really want to say what it is except in the vision board party, but if
you want to know, you got to come.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, that wasn't intended that way, but yes. Because I always make, like, I always make a confession of, if I do take something off, or if something changes or up levels or whatever, we always allow the time to share whatever anybody wants to share about their vision board. But this one particular thing, I was determined that that's what I wanted. And then I realized, wait a minute, this is a different avenue of getting something I want, that I don't actually want that thing. I want the result of that thing.
Yeah.
And so by getting clarity, I was able to change it. And now I absolutely 100% can take it off my vision board because it's happened.
Yeah.
So that's just an example. I think we should also give the example of Good Morning Entrepreneurs is a weekly live stream we do. It was on our vision board. We didn't know what it was going to look like yet.
Yeah. And
as it came to fruition, as it came to life, we were able to get more and more honed in on what we wanted on that vision board. And I do believe it was birthed from the vision board party that we do.
Yeah. You know, the other thing is hope to hope. I mean, Hope to Hope has evolved to be and what it will be in the future. Man, I can't wait till your vision board dreams come true for Hope to Hope.
I so agree. So let's, in case anyone doesn't know what Hope to Hope is, started out as some interviews. That's really where it started. Conversations that turned into interviews, that turned into a conference, that turned into an annual event, that turned into these things. But last year, it actually turned into a full-blown movie.
Yeah.
So it still gives me chills, I'll just be honest, Jill, because the vision is not finished. Where we want it to go is not finished, but we can see the evidence that we've tracked through all of these different stages. And, you know, now the next thing can happen because we are ready. We're ready for the next part.
Yeah. I'd like to mention that I like vision boards because of the flexibility of what I can interpret my dream into and what that looks like and feels like for me. Mm-hmm. And the piece that why I'm saying it is because for me with building a business was so just not something in my wheelhouse. Vision boards was not in my wheelhouse. And I didn't really know where I wanted to go with my business exactly when I first started out both business and vision boarding. And I kind of just went to things that I was drawn to image-wise. I didn't really know what I wanted out of it. And I had that flexibility of just picking things that I was drawn to that gave me the feeling of where I wanted to be down the line. So some of the images, I don't even think were business related other than like word of the year and then like sticky notes and some basic things. But when I really got into it intentionally, I started to just draw to things, but I knew I wanted to help moms, right? Mom outspoken, wanting to help moms in some way, but I really wasn't clear on how it was. Kim, you helped me like get clearer on things, but the vision board, I think, helps me evolve what that vision looked like from trying to do like virtual assistant things for moms in their postpartum season, because that's where I was, to no, that's a lot. Let's hone in a little bit more. And where am I going to make an impact? And then I started picking pictures of me, of just women on stages with other people around them. I'm like, this is looking like I just need to have more community too. And then it ended up just following in succession from one thing after another, because my brain was just like, no, you're drawn to this. No, not stay away from that. That's not how you're wanting to feel right now. It's you just published a book. What's next in my mind and trying to figure out, well, what am I drawn to then? And that made it a little bit easier for me to start figuring out what my vision was what am I resonating with when I look at some of these pictures that are supposed to build some feeling in me.
Love that you bring this up, because one of the things that I think was so powerful that you did, like you, Jill, did in particular, was to change out some pictures for your family.
Mm-hmm.
You had used pictures from the digital like tool we use. You used some, we'll call them generic pictures of a family.
Yeah.
And then you pulled in your pictures and replaced those pictures. And I think that that really elevated the power that it had, because that's you, that's your husband, that's your son, that's your life that you're looking at on that vision board. And I think a lot of people followed suit when you did that and have found the same impact with it. It becomes more powerful because now you're not talking about someone else. You're talking about your family.
Yeah.
Very impactful.
That wasn't my idea. I got that idea after I kind of rejected the idea from Yvonne Marchese, because Yvonne came and she did that. And I was like, oh, that's silly. Like, once it's done, I don't need to, I don't need my family on there. I'm visioning that I'm in this picture, right? And then I realized, well, if I did this thing, why don't I just show myself that I did this thing? And then Yvonne's got a point. So I'm like, okay, let's go ahead and replace this picture with the proof that it happened. And I was like, okay, my vision board is going to be a mix of evidence and dreams.
And just to give a shout out to Yvonne is an amazing member of our community.
Yes.
And she is a branding photographer who goes all over the country to do branding sessions, and she's just done all kinds of projects, but she is definitely an outside the box thinker too.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that she's salty enough to challenge you, Jill, to do it different. So that's kind of one of the outcomes, though, I feel like we should mention is, you know, don't expect that we all immediately say something to you about, oh, you need to change that. That's not what we're talking about. But I love that when you come together with other people that are, you know, entrepreneurs or business owners or leaders, because this is another big part of it. You don't have to be an entrepreneur to come to the vision board party. It's open to everyone. And I feel like everybody brings a different facet, a beautiful facet mm-hmm. to us. Yeah. We learn from everyone. Like, hopefully they learn from us, Jill, but we learn from everyone who comes. But that's part of the high value of this is I have a date and a time to come, and I am intentionally going to up-level or change out or do something to my vision board. Some people come for the first time to create theirs. But it's a space that's already ready for us. We can come into this space and spend this time block, which is not long, but we can spend this time block together building what we want for real, not what somebody else has told us we want, but what we really want for real.
Yeah. Well, we will have more conversations about this topic before the next vision board party comes around. So we'd like to invite you to come to the vision board party. First off, yes, we do them quarterly because we want to refresh things. Things change so much as we're building businesses and living life that we love refreshing them every quarter. It helps us just stay on point with where we're heading. So you are definitely invited to our next vision board party. But also, like we talked about in our last episode in 101, we talked a lot about the Clubhouse audio app. And there will be conversation there as well. So we want to invite you to two places, the Clubhouse audio app and the My Sexy Business House, to talk more about vision boards and other topics that will be coming up. And then, of course, to the vision board party.
Both the links to both of those will be in the show notes.
Yes.
So that way we can give you the easy button. I know everywhere I go, I need the easy button, Jill. That's a requirement. So we will happily put that in the show notes so that you can come and find us. If you have any trouble finding us, if you have any trouble with any of that, like, message us. We appreciate the connections that we make from the podcast and from Clubhouse. So.
Yes.
So anything in else? Summary, well, I was going to say, in summary, Jill, what are our key takeaways? One of the biggest is this is a powerful tool.
Very powerful. Every entrepreneur should have a vision board in their toolkit. It helps us with keeping on track with our vision for what we want for our life and our business, making those hard decisions at crossroads and seeing what opportunities and possibilities are for us. So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you all for listening. We're just very happy that you're here with us because we do enjoy the conversations between us, but we also enjoy the feedback we get from others about us confessing and all those kind of things. We're trying to be very, very much open so that you know you're not alone in your business adventure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we'll see you next week. Love y'all.
Thank you for joining Kim and Jill in the Buckets and Boomgate studio for today's conversation. Don't forget to follow the show for future juicy episodes, and they can't wait to chat with you next week.